Welcome aboard Mickey Mutineers. My name is Josh, and I'll be your skipper, guide, social director, and dance instructor for the next 3 months.
Yes, Mickey Mutineer, welcome Swab, Scuttlewag, and Sons of Beach to Wibbly Wobbly, officially unofficials, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcasting, inappropriate on many levels. And tonight, we apologize profusely for blessing rains in Africa. A wrinkle in Rotten Tomato game, Poultry Palace and more. And for main topics, Disney clickbaits. You will not believe.
Thanks, Dimitri.
I do good.
That was actually probably the best one you've ever done.
Good. I get pay.
No, never.
there seems to be a disagreement here on the consensus of your payment.
I get paid.
Dimitri, oh, yeah, totally. Paid. You'll get paid.
Okay, I leave then.
Okay, yeah, great. Awesome.
Thanks, Dimitri.
Thanks for the intro.
See you soon, buddy.
We're not really going to pay him, right?
I am still here.
I mean, you cut the checks, Jake. It's your choice.
I mean, yeah, there's like three for Dimitri. He just needs to pick them up.
I have to get bank account or cash.
I think we should all say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Attention. Right. Salute. Pledge.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, salut.
Hello?
Hey, guys, salut, guys, I'm in Haiti again.
That's why you need the Pledge of Allegiance more than anyone.
Well, they say salut in Haiti sometimes.
You get further, the further you get from America, the more in danger you are.
Like, the power of America compels you.
Losing your allegiance.
And also with you.
We just lift up our hearts.
I
we lift them up to the Lord. Where's Jordan when you need him?
Eating dinner.
He's eating dinner with his wife, duh.
Okay.
Josh thinks it's gay.
Shayna, what the hell are you drinking?
I am drinking a terrapin luau. It is passion fruit, orange, and guava IPA, and it's delicious.
Dude, that sounds good. I've got to find that when I get home because we get terrapin.
You have terrapin too? Yeah, it's really good. And this will make a good beer mosa, BTW.
Ooh, that does sound good. You know what I found at the restaurant we went to tonight?
Cat?
Well, besides cat.
Okay.
Fork?
I found Dogfish Head 90-Minute IPA.
Oh, nice. I like a good Dogfish Head. well, that's freezing.
Well, we got the end quote.
Why is it always me? God damn.
Well, if anyone else ever said anything embarrassing, I would use them, but that's not the way this works out.
Yeah. Who I am as a person.
Embarrassing?
Basically.
Did you say 2 a.m. as a person?
Yes. 2 a.m. I'm a person. Yes.
There seems to be a delay in our connection to Haiti.
Dear Haiti, can you hear me? I have no idea what's going on.
This is an international show. Haiti, come in. Do you read us?
Haiti, wow, this is the internet. Is there a Can
you hear us? Oh, there's rumored to be one.
It's going to be called Lagoon.
No, okay, honest question. Did anyone else have that, like, all through school growing up, that there's always the rumor of the local Disneyland park being built? Like, oh, Disney's checking out land in Texas.
I think there's one about Ohio, isn't there?
There is one in like Connecticut or Massachusetts or something.
Oh, we had one here in Utah. Like, oh yeah, Disney's going to build a Disneyland in Utah. Good job, guys.
Yeah, no, they're not. No, Disney's afraid of Mormons.
They are terrifying. They showed up at my door, just knocking.
They're not on your window.
They're on my they're stuck on my window right now, like little suction cup.
Yeah, but I mean, like stuffed that animal toys,
little psychophants over here.
This window,
like a computer window.
You look their
like
face
your no, like your kitchen window.
Oh, there is somebody standing back there.
Oh, that's not horrifying.
That's his new housekeeper.
I locked the
that's
door.
Where all of our money's going. Damn it.
That's where Oliver's money is going. Thanks, Oliver. So, on that note, Josh inhales his microphone.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
That's what they do in Haiti.
Take a hit off your
microphones. I've heard that.
It's true.
Only in the red light district.
Okay, Annie, now's when you sing TLC. Go.
I do.
What did I just open? I'm sorry.
The Red Light District song?
A whole can of worms, man. Whole can of worms. Sing it.
I have new waterfalls. I wasn't allowed to have TLC.
You don't even know Scrubs?
Oh yeah, I know no Scrubs, but that was...
you don't know Red Light District? They did the video in the satin pajamas and they danced all sexy.
In satin vaginas?
I what? That video.
Yeah, in satin vaginas.
MTV.
I wasn't allowed to watch MTV either because every time I turned it on, Josh was like, what the hell are you watching?
That's a Cartoon Network for you.
He gave you a secret handshake?
Right in the face, yes.
Sometimes you need it.
With his microphone.
Josh always hit me.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
What are brothers for?
I like how he doesn't disagree with it. He's like, well, but well, I did.
But they were love taps.
No, in all fairness, Tim hit me a lot more than you did. But he had anger issues or something, or just hated me.
I think he probably just hated you.
Which is why he's no longer on the show, because he hates you.
True.
I don't know. I can't really speak for Tim.
Yeah, that's... We could call him. I know him.
I know him.
Speaking of names, guys, I'm Jake.
I'm Jordan. No, wait, I'm Josh. I was lying.
No, too late. You're Jordan.
Yeah.
Ah, what does that sound?
It was your housekeeper.
Put the dog whistle all the way. Damn.
Something happened.
Sorry,
there's
my
Jordan.
And I'm Jordan.
And I'm Jordan.
What a grand
intro.
It would have
been awesome if I didn't step on it. Hold on, did you?
What?
And that's Annie.
What?
What? You were the only one that didn't introduce.
What?
Nothing.
Shana didn't.
Yeah, she did.
I don't think she did. I think you're hearing shit.
I did things.
This is entirely possible. Hi, Jordan. How was dinner?
It was very delicious.
All right. Let's everybody catch Jordan up on what he missed.
You missed Dimitri.
We all missed Dimitri.
Oh, man.
He's dead now.
I can't even think of like...
Miss him.
Wait, what the hell did you do this time?
Wait, what'd you say?
Like, what did he do this time that caused him to die?
Lived. I don't know.
Stopped breathing?
No.
His heart stopped.
He stopped being alive.
I have heard that death is the number one cause of people dying.
Statistically.
100% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They all die from death. I would be the best coroner. Cause of death? Just death.
No more life.
When someone gets shot to death, their cause of death is loss of blood.
Oh, his heart stopped.
Death is just number one killer, man.
Death is scary.
It has appeared to me that these people have died.
Did you know that everybody that lived in the 1800s that drank water ended up dying?
Well, same thing about the 1900s, too.
No, this is a very specific fun fact. Wait a minute. I drank water in the 1900s.
What was it, hydrogen dioxide?
Hydrogen monoxide. Holy shit, you're going to drink hydrogen peroxide?
What did I say?
This is too much science for me. Let's move along.
Says the teacher.
I don't teach science.
You teach math. That's science.
Not on purpose. And I wasn't very good at it.
Like, wait, not on purpose. Like, oops, I just taught math.
No.
Like, I tripped and I learned algebra.
It wasn't.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know.
Basically.
Sounds awesome, really. It's way better than the way I learned it, which was not at all.
I taught it to myself, and then I taught it to them. It was exhausting.
Wait, which part?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, speaking of science, guys, let's talk some Disney.
Boom.
Let's do this.
Single fist bump.
Only one of us is ready.
The delay is back. Haiti.
What? Didn't you hear me?
Yeah.
Simba 1 to Haiti.
It was Simba 1? Anyway.
No? Okay.
Hey, first up in news, guys, let's play the Rotten Tomatoes game because there was a major motion picture that came out. And it's been number one for 4 weeks in a row. But the other movie that came out is a little movie called Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider came out?
14.4 million in Asia. Do I win?
Yes. All right. There's the Rotten Tomatoes game.
No, that's a specific guess.
Hold on.
Annie always wins.
That's the name of the game. And he wins.
I thought it was Matt Wayne's
specific name for a game.
Well, you know. What movie is that from?
Garden.
Where it's like a kid playing a game. He's like, I win. What's the name of this game anyway? I win. Like, is that Dennis the Menace? I swear it's Dennis the Menace.
Might be.
No, absolutely not. No, not the that, one with
that
Walter
was, Matthau. That was... That was Uncle Buck.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, yeah, they didn't play games in Uncle Buck. They made pancakes.
Should have seen the toast. I couldn't even get it through the door.
Oh, no. I win was Big Daddy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
These all sound right. Quick, tip of the tongue, Reddit, go.
Tip of the tongue and the tip of the tin and the teeth. What's that thing?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're rapping. Could be.
Yes. That's what rapping is.
Hey Annie, if you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
I don't know. Young Annie.
Young Annie. Okay, we're gonna work on that. I'll get back to you. Young Annie. It would be A-N-E. Young Annie. Y-U-N-G-A-N-E. Young Annie.
Why is she illiterate?
She's not, she's a rapper.
Oh.
You have to spell things wrong to be legit.
Don't do it, Jordan.
No. I stopped myself.
You almost did.
No, hold on.
No.
I will defend that joke.
Okay.
By saying a lot of contemporary rappers are awful. However, if you dig, no, they're bad. Like, it's just bad music.
This is defending the joke.
No.
But it's so entertaining.
But they're not good. Like, have you heard mumble rap? It's awful.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard it. It's entertaining.
It's not good, but it's
entertaining.
No, it's not. It's not any of those things.
Mumbly Peg?
Like, if you are a real rapper, a real MC, you carry, like a thesaurus is your best friend, right? Because you have to be a lyricist in order to kind of, like, consistently spit off the top of your head on rap battles.
I always spit off the top of my head.
But a lot of contemporary hip-hop and rap is terrible. But you do have to dig to find the good stuff. And there is good stuff out there. But anything that's playing on the radio typically is pretty awful.
So why'd you call him illiterate?
Have you heard mumble rap?
Oh, no, but I can gather a lot from the title.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is one of those things awful. Where you doing that.
DJ Gasly.
Sorry,
here's the deal. I'm at least smart enough to know I will never be a good rapper, but mumble rap is still terrible.
I think you will be a great rapper, Jordan.
This is the gauge of intelligence. I'm smart enough to know that I will never be a good rapper.
I can do the Maui rap. What about the Maui rap? That's contemporary. It's like contemporary enough for you.
It is a good rap.
I think Annie would be a good rapper.
Am I on a Disney podcast?
Yeah, why does nobody else know the Maui rap by heart? Well, come to think of it.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
More of a fan of the Remember Me hip hop remix.
Remember me.
Hey, you're smart enough not to do that.
Well.
Speaking of mumble rap,
I didn't say I was too smart to not beatbox.
What's the symbolism of the bell? What does the bell symbolize? In Coco.
Oh.
Am I on a Disney podcast? For fuck's sake, does no one watch Disney movies?
You can't just bring up a bell.
We're singing Remember Me.
The bell symbolizes the end of the song.
I want to have a coffee.
I think it symbolizes the end of his life.
I remember him.
Even though I did have to say goodbye.
Hey, speaking of Disney movies, because are we not on a damn Disney podcast? Or whatever she said. Anyway, A Wrinkle in Time came out, and so it came out last week. The Rotten Tomatoes score is up. We're going to guess it. I already know what it is, so I'm not going to guess. I already have Jordan's number. So, Josh, what's your number? I swear, if you cheat.
For Wrinkle in Time?
Yeah.
87.
Shayna, what do you got?
I'm going 81. 81.
91 for Annie.
She always goes high.
Where do I think Annie's cheating?
If she is, she's the worst cheater in the world. Because
I never cheat. I would be racked with guilt.
Visually, this is hilarious.
And now she muted herself because she's laughing.
She's been on mute for like the last 2 minutes, except for when she talks. Anyway, currently and finally, the Rotten Tomatoes score for A Wrinkle in Time is 43%. This is a rotten movie.
Damn.
I went strong then.
Ooh, which actually makes Shayna the winner.
I won something?
No.
You get it. Monsters University hat.
Yay!
Good job.
Hello, human.
Good job.
You get a jet ski.
Oh, I like jet skis.
And a night at the comfort.
This one's really a wave run.
It doesn't look good to me. I don't know why people are so excited about it. I love the book, but
yeah. See, that's my thing too. That was one of my favorite books when I was a kid.
Same.
And I don't know. I'm gonna watch it.
Movie, honestly,
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna be open minded, but it just looks too like farcical and silly. I don't know.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that we're probably not the proper age group for this movie.
Yeah, but
we are directly in the demographic here.
We're not in the age group for any of these movies.
Fuck you. I'll watch Three Caballeros as many times as I want, Annie.
Me too. It's an amazing movie.
I'll watch Three Caballeros with Jake as many times as I want. You can't stop me.
Hello. All right. Date night.
Maybe
as long as you bring him down to you.
Three gay caballeros here.
Well, there'll only be two.
Well, the one's asleep.
What?
<There's a> typewriter.
Come in, Haiti.
Is that you?
I don't. He got his foot stuck in the bed again.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Anyway, tell us about your thoughts on Wrinkle in Time, Josh.
I'm posting a picture to my post food too late Reddit account.
And that's Josh's thoughts.
I'd like to know where your priorities are, Josh. Good.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all have things.
We do indeed.
What does that mean?
So, Josh, did you read A Wrinkle in Time?
I think I might have.
Okay, then you didn't.
Yeah, you would definitely know.
You would know if you read it.
Hey, that's a website.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Oh,
right now.
That's what he's doing right now. No, yeah, it's good.
Get it.
Got it.
Getit.com.
We should make that and take Reddit down.
Joshit.com.
What?
Who's
texting me?
Me? Texted all of you. Because we're about to talk about these amazing concept art from Pixar Pier in California Adventure. It's all the rage today on the interwebs.
Senor Buzz's churros? I like it.
You're the only one.
Angry Dogs? I like it.
You're still the only one.
The Adorable Snowman?
I kind of like that one.
I want a hot dog. A hot dog sounds so good.
I'm having hot dogs tomorrow night for dinner, Annie. Come over. Gosh,
I will.
What the hell is Poultry Palace?
Chili dogs at that.
Chicken? Poultry means like chicken?
Hold on. I think that was Shayna answering Josh. What the hell is Poultry Palace? Chili dogs at that. So now we know.
Annie, she said she loved hot dogs.
It's like that Beach Boys song where they have poultry in the sand.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Beach Boys song "I Love Hot Dogs."
Yeah,
and I just imagined. Beach Boys song? I just imagined the Beach Boys harmonizing about how much they love hot dogs, like on the beach. Yeah, I wonder if can somebody get Brian Wilson on the phone?
Oh yeah, I got his number. I got one speed dial. Yeah, hold on.
I actually have a Brian Wilson on my phone, but it's not the Brian Wilson.
Does anybody know Mike Love?
He almost said Bionic Wilson.
We have the ability to rebuild him.
Wait, hold on. Is Mike Love the one with the hat?
Mike Love's, yeah.
Like, that's all I know about him.
Yeah.
Beach Boys hat.
He's a jerk.
Oh, wait, why is he a jerk?
He's no, like, if you listen to any of the interviews with him, he's always a jerk.
Isn't he like the only original member in the band right now?
No. No, there's another one.
Wait, he's not even the original because their old drummer was drowned. I thought.
He's not the drummer.
I don't know anything about Beach Boys.
Well, their drummer did drown.
Yeah.
Dennis Wilson.
I mean,
did he really?
He will be missed. Or something. I don't know.
Was it Dennis or Carl? I think it was.
And also to you.
Yeah, it was Carl Dennis.
That makes
it. Lifts up our hearts.
Makes him the worst Beach Boy ever.
We lift them up to the Lord.
You're right, he did get it.
I made that joke earlier. No one got it.
I still don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
What the hell is Poultry Palace from?
I don't know. Somebody was just tweeting about it earlier.
It means chicken, like
what
are the menus? Do we have no menus?
Like,
no, it's just concept art so far.
Canton chickens.
I'm guessing for the abominable or adorable snowman one over that's on the side of the pier.
That would be lemonade.
and ice
cream. Get your ice cold lemon light.
Look it up on TripAdvisor.
No, lemon.
Yeah.
I like all of these.
Lemon Advisor.
What the hell's the issue?
Wait a minute. Is Safari Mike watching us?
A big lemon party.
I think he is.
Safari Mike is currently watching us.
Why?
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'd
like to be the first to extend my condolences.
We apologize profusely.
To your evening. To your evening.
I apologize for nothing.
I apologize for Shayna, Mike.
All of you do. It's fine.
Yeah, but we can't, like...
Look how Jake agreed so quickly.
We apologize, but we keep having her back every week.
Oh.
Eventually, she's not going to believe us.
That's the worst bazinga Annie's ever had on me. Damn.
The worst bazinga.
That was pretty harsh. Shit.
Bazinga.
I don't know. So anyway, so yeah, so there's these concept arts of these four places from Pixar Pier.
Okay, so churros.
Wait, did you just say foreplay at Pixar Pier?
Yes, so churros. That falls into foreplay. And then
churros.
I would accept like that.
Home run. Not foreplay.
I mean, if you give me a churro.
Angry Dogs. Oh, shit.
You're welcome, Mike. All right, now we can put this whole ordeal behind us.
Mike said he accepted Jordan's apology.
Oh, hey, I went to Animal Kingdom for breakfast last Sunday.
How was that?
Very fucking expensive.
I bet it's a lot better than Poultry Palace.
I would have rather had breakfast at Poultry Palace.
You're very excited about Poultry Palace.
I just spent $100 for a fucking buffet. That's all.
Well, is there any guacamole at Pecos Bills?
At Animal Kingdom?
What's the restaurant in Africa? The character restaurant?
Pecos Bills.
Pecos Bills.
Tiffin's?
Close enough. No, not Tiffin's. Not Tiffin's. Tiffin's is the expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
It's Tusker House.
Yeah.
Tusker House, duh.
Rainforest Cafe?
Yes, we went to a character buffet at Rainforest Cafe.
You spent way too much money.
Guy Fieri's Poultry Palace.
Okay, hold on. You spent $100. How many of there were you?
Taking Flavor Town internationally.
There were 14 of them.
Wait, there's four of you and you spent $100? That's not a bad deal. Like $25 for a buffet? Okay.
You could eat an egg at home for like 29 cents.
This is true. But if you bring your own egg to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. And a Foreman grill.
Pretty sure you have to eat it before you get in the park.
What? Do they confiscate eggs at the entrance?
Can you bring an egg in?
What if you brought a Foreman grill?
Why would you bring your own eggs in?
What if you brought a Foreman grill and frozen beef patties? You just start cooking your own shit and selling it.
That's a hack. You can bring your own egg in, so then you can go get like an order of fries and just crack your own egg on it instead of paying extra for the egg.
You need to cook that.
But why would you put eggs on fries? That's worse than ketchup on fries.
Do that in Atlanta?
What?
Mm-mm.
Put eggs on just about everything. Eggs on leftover Little Caesars pizza is freaking phenomenal.
Why are you buying Little Caesars pizza?
Because I have four kids.
That's a good question.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I think the real question is, why does Shannon not dip her fries in ketchup?
Because ketchup is disgusting.
All it is freaking tomato cuts with sugar.
And vinegar.
Ketchup is the worst condiment
that's not
ever.
Complicated enough.
I think Shayna is the worst Mickey Mania host ever.
Damn, Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean,
next time you want a bad mouth ketchup.
It really hurts me when you guys try to kill me, but it hurts me even worse when Jordan's so rude. Damn. I think I'd rather die than be so insulted.
All right.
I don't know. All right, Annie's all into it. All right. She's going to die. All right. Well, shit.
Well, shit.
Just now where I fling off my headphones and walk away.
Wait, no, I think Jordan's just late for Festivus.
Having a hearing of grievances over here?
Yeah.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
You people, in other words, Shayna.
What do you mean, you people?
Shayna, you hate ketchup and you like pickles.
I love pickles.
Pickles are good. What's better than a burger, a cheeseburger with ketchup and pickles? For God's sake.
I mean, no, like, you need a burger with mustard, pickles, and onions.
And yes. Ketchup.
I mean, sure, but yeah.
No ketchup.
A ketchup and a pickle on a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's some good
ketchup.
Stuff right there.
Hot ketchup is like vomit.
Hot ice.
Ooh, you know what? I like. What about hot mayonnaise?
Oh yeah, I just drink that by the gallon. Stick a straw in that shit and just
like a Napoleon.
Guzzle it.
Napoleon.
And they drink the egg juice out of the jar.
That's milk.
Whatever it was gross.
What do you think eggs come from? No, I don't know. What?
Shit. Either way, it's all gross.
For your
fries. Weren't we talking about Animal Kingdom at one point in time?
We were, but... Alright, speaking of Animal Kingdom, guys, I'm going to spring this on you right now. Who's ready for Mickey Mutineer's first annual spelling bee? Who wants to go first?
Meme.
All right, Annie.
Did you just say meme?
Yes.
Meme.
Guys, I'm getting downvoted already for my food picture on Reddit.
We are having a spelling bee here, sir. Pay attention. Sorry. All right, the first word goes to Annie, and it is Mangello. The podcast host that nobody likes is
Lou.
That is French for my jello.
Hold on, did she spell it right?
Hashtag.
All right, Annie gets a point.
G-L-L-O.
It's alive. Oh, wait, that's J-E-L-L-O.
Yay! What do I win, boys?
A tally mark on a paper.
Jetski.
And a flight out of Burbank.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
And a churro.
Who's next?
Who's next?
I'm ready to win.
All right, Shayna's next because she raised her hand also.
Good.
Yeah, I'm ready.
His competitive side really coming out.
Yeah, let's do this. Let us go. We're on fire. Okay. Shayna, your word is Mitsukashi. I bought a Japanese car, and it was a Mitsukashi.
That's French for...
Mitsukashi. M-I-T-O-S-C-H-O.
No, you're wrong.
I wasn't even finished.
M-I-T-S-U-K-A-S-H-I.
You're wrong too. Josh, you're inhaling the microphone.
Hey Josh, I have your tape measure.
Is that his whole thing?
That's my tape measure. Damn.
Hold on.
Send it to Haiti.
All right, hold on. Josh,
either Josh is inhaling.
I'm going to throw it to you. You ready?
Fuck.
I missed. It's over there.
Oh, did I overshoot it? Sorry.
I was going to say, either Josh is inhaling his microphone or he's very excited about this spelling bee.
Okay, spelling bee. S-P-E.
No. Okay, Josh, your name. Josh, your word is pop. Like, I stayed at Pop Century.
Oh, P-O-P. Come on!
Which is French for soda.
Fuckers. This game is rigged. I quit.
Hold on, Jordan's next. Jordan, your word is Phoenicians. Remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs? The
Phoenicians. That's French for Persians.
So wait, is it... It's also Phoenician for Canaanite.
All right.
So wait, which is Persian for Bigfoot?
What does that have to do with cats? Jesus. Wait, so what? Wait, my word was
Persian Bigfoots. Wait,
was it Phoenicia or Phoenician?
Phoenicians, plural.
Okay, Phoenicians. P H O E N C I A N S?
No, you're wrong.
Oh, all right.
You missed an I in there.
No, I was in there.
Oh. All right, points for Jordan. All right, Annie, you're next. Your word is Morocco.
As in the mole?
Which is French for shaky musical things.
That's Morocco.
M-O-R-O-C-C-O.
And that's Spanish.
Points for Annie. Okay, Shayna.
All the time. God damn. All right,
Arendelle.
What?
Your word is Arendelle.
A-R.
That's my favorite country in World Showcase.
Am I spelling Arendelle or Norway? Come on.
Arendelle.
It's A-R-E-N-D-A-L.
No, you're wrong.
You forgot the E.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's E-L-L-E, not A-L-L-E. Josh.
Wait, you said Arendelle, not Arendelle.
Whatever. Josh.
You said, no, Jake, you said Dale. I'm
thanks, Josh. All right.
Okay, fine. Points for Josh.
Arendelle.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, I can right, Josh, never win. Next.
Okay.
Okay, your word is duck. My favorite Disney character is Donald Duck.
Really?
Duck. D U C K.
Josh is kicking ass.
Hey, good job, Josh.
I hate this game.
I went to third grade.
I mean,
all right, Jordan.
Wait, hold on. We have to have a talk. Just because Josh is winning.
You know what, Jordan? I didn't ask you. I don't have time for this nonsense tonight.
Somehow we're only through the second round.
The wrong place.
Josh has 4 points.
Damn.
All right, Jordan, your word is Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
That's French for elephant.
All right. It's Kilimanjaro.
I think you got it.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with this.
Wrong.
Wait, let's ask Safari Mark. Mark? Hold on.
Okay. What's his name?
Come on.
Mark.
I think we scared him away. 30. I don't think he's listening anymore.
We have 30 viewers.
No, 3. Sorry, I threw a 0 in there.
Oh, even 3 sounds exciting. How do we have 3?
Vanessa's one.
They're listening to it now. Oh, okay, so good. Thanks, Vanessa. This week.
I don't know why, but our YouTube views actually are higher than I expect.
So are down
300%.
No, I mean, later on, people, go back and watch them. We get, 17 views on a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Is it not just us, going to go see if there are any views?
It might be. I mean, one is me when I go download the episode. I don't download it 17 times.
I don't know. Well, if somebody's listening to us right now, send us a tweet and let us know that you're listening.
At even Jordan if it's Gasly. Not now. Oh, yeah. No, at Mickey Mutineers. Say, hey.
You're listening now, but it's later. If you're watching now, but it's later.
Right now.
I'm curious to know.
Who are you? What's wrong with you?
Here's the problem. No one wants to admit that they listen to us except for Mike. Which
no, he doesn't even like. We had to do some research on that one. Like, Mike doesn't want it to be known that he associates with us.
He's embarrassed of us.
Do you blame him?
Well, not of us.
He's more embarrassed for it. Now we're down to two viewers. Awesome, guys. Keep up the good work.
They're so scared we're going to know who they are and out them.
They're like, oh, shit. Get out of here. Log it out.
I will watch this in my own time and my own shame. All right. Let's move on to our main attraction.
Wait, who won spelling?
Wait, somebody's listening.
We're all winners, Annie. We're all winners at spell, except for Shayna.
Hey guys, David at 75 is listening.
Who?
Wait, who?
David.
David. At Money Waster 75.
Oh, L Money Waster. Hey, buddy.
L. Who is L Money Waster?
He specifically
like L as in the. What?
He specifically said, "Don't tell anyone."
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Seeing this.
Don't tell anyone. Holy shit, David! Come on.
On Twitter.
I mean, I would respect the man's privacy personally.
Don't be ashamed, David.
Announce it on an international radio show or anything.
Oh yeah, we are international at the moment.
Damn straight, we are international.
I don't see this person, David.
Money Waster 75 here.
Yeah. Anyways, hey David, thanks for listening. Waster. I'm sorry we're embarrassing you.
Money Waster. Annie. Damn it.
Is he gone?
It's too late. I screenshotted it, so I'll tweet it later to our thousands.
Tell everybody. No, he's a cool guy. He's a fun guy. Thanks, David.
Wait, he's a mushroom?
Yeah, he's a fun,
fun guy. Mushroom.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was horrible. Hi, Seppuku.
Don't worry. Anyway, let's move on to our main topic, which is Disney clickbait. Someone make the joke. Josh, go ahead.
What joke?
You won't believe. Okay. This week's article. It's a shorter one, but it's fun. No, it's not.
That's what she said.
Five Disney park attractions you won't believe existed. Past tense.
Is it Rocket Rods on all five?
I can't believe that existed. So number five still exists. So that thing I just said one sentence ago is already null and void. So this is a ride at Disney's Animal Kingdom park originally ended with a butchered elephant.
That's Kilimanjaro Safari.
Yeah, hey, Jordan can spell that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't.
Yeah, he totally did.
Liar.
Giuseppe. Yeah, get the Jordan spelling part. Yeah.
I thought we fired Giuseppe.
You don't have firing power.
But I thought you fired.
Why would I fire Giuseppe? He does a banged up job.
Wait, who puts our episode together?
Well, then you know what? You can just replace me with Giuseppe.
Wait, now hold on.
Yeah. Hey, Shayna, is it spring break there too?
No, not yet.
All right. So, yeah, so Kilimanjaro Safari used to end with a butchered elephant for reasons. Apparently that wasn't kid-friendly. I don't know why. They served it up at the Harambe Market next door. It was awesome. That's why they got rid of it. They just ran out of elephant.
And that's kind of hard to do.
Run out of elephant?
Times are tough when you run out of an elephant.
I mean, there's a lot of people that come through the gates every day.
That's a lot of elephants.
Well, you can't eat every part of the elephant, though. It's not the American bison.
But most of it.
You can't eat every part of a bison.
No, that's what the Americans did. Yeah, see?
Annie's done it.
They don't boil the horns and eat them.
Yeah, you don't tell me. Yeah, you make them into gummy bears.
What about the tusks?
Ugh, I want to vomit.
Buffalo don't have tusks.
So, have you ever
are seen you sure?
Know that?
What?
Buffalo don't, but bison do. That's how you tell the difference.
The tusks?
Yeah.
That's accurate, right, Mark?
He knows all about animals.
Mark, answer.
What did the buffalo say when his kid went to school?
Bye, son.
That was dumb.
God, for fuck's sake.
Oh, the dad jokes.
I'm really glad that was awesome.
Okay, so do I have a ride in mind that should be on this list? I'm curious to see if it is.
Okay, we got four left. Well, is the... Never mind. Okay, so number four is Disneyland... Wait, what was the name of this article?
Five rides you won't believe.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but number four is a store. So this article's wrong.
You've never read this store?
Well, Disneyland originally opened with an intimate apparel shop.
Ooh, hey. Ooh. Someone else is listening.
Intimate apparel like a strap-on?
Yeah. Gosh, it's... Yeah. Like, but like a 1955 strap-on. It was made of buffalo tusk. See, you can use every part of it. Amazing!
Wait, buffaloes don't have tusks.
Bison, whatever.
Your mom has a tusk.
I always get those two confused.
So how many viewers do we have now?
Three.
Them out.
Vanessa's watching now.
Vanessa was here all along, wasn't she?
Yes. She just tweeted now, though.
Oh.
Well, then.
But when will then be now?
Oh, I don't have Vanessa on Soon. Twitter.
But now is already then.
So anyway, yeah, Disneyland had an intimate apparel shop. / peep show.
Wait, that was a ride?
Yeah, I guess. It was on Main Street. You know, all the rides on Main Street count as rides. So.
All the feet on Main Street count as rides?
Especially the horse feet.
Those are disgusting.
But you can boil them. Make them into the stew.
And gummy bears.
And glue.
Gluten-free gummy bears.
You can glue things or eat things. Don't worry.
You ever glued things together with a gummy bear?
Yeah, I have. Don't judge me.
All right, number three. Tomorrowland's Tomorrow Shitter.
What?
Tomorrowland's Tomorrow Shitter.
There's a bathroom of tomorrow?
Yeah, briefly.
It's like Push, but it was the toilet. Like Gangnam style.
But yeah, you're pooping in me.
But it's out wandering the pathways, and you gotta catch them and grab them and roll them into the bushes and do your business. Toilets are rough in the future. But no, this
really.
No, the bathroom of tomorrow.
Oh. How is that different from the bathroom of today?
Well, back then, the tomorrow was the bathroom of 1986. Tomorrow. It was sponsored by
Monsanto.
The Crane Plumbing Company.
Mm.
So there you go. It was a walkthrough attraction where crowds could bump up against glass partitions and drool over what bathrooms might look like in the far-flung year of 1986. There you go. So I guess now is the bathroom of last year, or yesterday, whatever, 1986. Someone else talk. Someone do number two.
I'll be back.
Make sure you use the bathroom tomorrow.
Do
the toilets flush in Haiti?
They flush the opposite direction.
That's Australia.
It's a little bit more than Poseidon's kiss.
Yeah, that sounds fury. Disgusting.
This is Poseidon's colon cleanse.
Ew. Neptune's grab ass.
They gave me a chill. Ew. Gross.
So Don't poop in Haiti. His
dick slap.
Did you just say dick slap?
I may have.
I like it.
Maybe I did and maybe I didn't.
Shayna likes dick slaps.
That's what you get at Angry Dogs or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Pixar Pier is going to be really popular. Number two is an attraction that goes without saying.
Number two.
I roll. Goodness. The Making of Me. Need we go on? Which I don't want to know how Martin Short was conceived. I know how it was.
And Canada, duh.
Wait, is O Canada the sequel to The Making of Me?
Yes.
Maybe.
I never put these two together.
Does Martin Maybe. Short have kids?
Or Tommy, yeah, they're short.
Yeah, Tommy Short? Susan Short?
Is this a joke?
Sally Short?
Get it? I mean, like, it feels like a joke, but...
Number one!
He's a robot.
Who, Martin Short?
Yeah.
Why is he a robot? That wasn't very nice.
Because I think he is. I think he's a robot.
I don't, but I. I need to
see. Wait, hold on.
I need to see the evidence that you're basing this hypothesis off of.
There's an entire documentary of how he was conceived.
I have no evidence. I just think he's a robot.
I don't.
As Dennis Quaid.
I mean, that's a pretty whimsical claim.
Yeah, I don't have to support myself. I just have to say what I feel, Jordan. Okay?
I'll call him. I got Dennis on the phone. I mean, he's in my phone.
Dennis?
I'm increasingly certain we live
Dennis
in a
Quaid.
Simulation.
I mean, Dennis Quaid timeline.
I was going to say it's the best timeline. This is not the best timeline. It's the darkest timeline.
DennisQuaid.exe.
Wait,
this is the best time of your life. Randy
Quaid's the normal
one. Now is the time.
Now is the best timeline. The best timeline of your life. Life is a journey.
The best time of your life.
Number one. You're so proud of yourself.
That is the time.
Is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride because it ends in hell.
They didn't have my thing on there.
Yeah,
and that's where Martin Short is.
Hell?
Well, no, hold on. If he's a robot
in hell,
he can't go to hell because robots don't believe in a higher power.
Whoa, wait a minute. If we know from Futurama that there's a robot
in hell. Higher power to send you to hell.
Yeah, hell is there whether you believe in it or not.
He's a robot and he went to hell.
He might be in robot.
You're welcome.
Hell.
Is there a robot hell?
Is there robot heaven?
According to Futurama, yes.
Robot heaven is like Johnny Five Alive.
They just sit around watching Short Circuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Wally's there and everything. The Brave Little Toaster.
More than a woman.
Steve Gutenberg's there.
More than a woman to me.
The Helen animatronics there.
It's becoming the Annie and Shayna musical hour.
I'm fine with that.
Keep going.
We're good at what we do.
No, the most obvious what the fuck ride to ever exist was absolutely not on that list.
What was it?
Superstar Limo.
Oh, that was that should be on the list. Yes, absolutely.
That was the weirdest ride.
Between that and Rocket Rods, just the horror. Like,
when you said Tomorrowland shitter or whatever, that's what I'm maybe referring to at first.
The Rocket Rods?
Yeah.
I love that we live in a world where I said Tomorrowland shitter and Annie thought I was talking about the Rocket Rods. That's how bad they were. No one's been on them, but has anyone seen them? They are terrible. It's like they built Test Track out at Epcot, USA. We're like, let's bring this to Disneyland, but let's make sure we make it real shitty. Like, real just straining the shit through the cheesecloth and piling it up in Tomorrowland.
Gross, why would you do that?
I don't know! Why would you make the rocket rods?
Why did you make Superstar Limo?
Because there's all these C and B list celebrities that needed a home.
So that should still be there. Come on.
I like that they change it into Monsters,
Inc.
At least
let it sit there and age long enough that people like get pissed off when they get rid of it.
Yeah, I wonder if they, like, it definitely left too early. There would, you know, there would have been protests for Superstar Limo.
Yeah. I always talk about it. Good Horizons eyes it.
Like, there's like Drew Carey in there and Whoopi Goldberg.
Cher.
Tim Allen, Cher. Okay, you other three, have you seen videos of this ride?
Yeah, yeah. Jackie Chan.
At Jackie Chan, I still know which animatronic in the ride is Jackie Chan. Because they didn't, they're like.
What the hell was that?
The shuttle's here, gotta go.
Time to get a Haiti.
I'm already here.
Yeah. Oh. Taking the Megabus.
We're late. Oh, Megabus. Good choice.
Wrong shuttle.
Haiti. Yeah.
You can't take a bus to Haiti.
Yeah, the Megabus goes.
Oh,
you don't know.
You can. No, it's just you got to hold your breath for a long time.
Yeah, only the Megabus works.
Is that where one bus in Disney World was going? What?
I got to go.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Josh.
Bye, Josh.
It's kind of like those like cars at Downtown Disney, where the like amphibicar.
Very good. You pulled that word off. I wouldn't have been able to do it. Amphibicarbuckles. I don't know.
McGillicuddy.
What? Anyway, so I guess now that Josh is gone, we can start the episode.
Boom.
The Swedish chef.
That's all I bork, hear bork. When Josh talks is scat.
A lot of poop talk on this episode.
It's not a poop reference.
You said scat.
Scoobity-bop.
Be-dip-bop. Boobity.
Poopity-plop.
Nip-mm.
See, there you go again.
What?
Oh, we got our episode title.
Poop it a plop.
Poop it a plop.
Poop it a plop. It's a good one. I like it.
Well done. And now that we have the title, we can end the episode. So, everybody, that's our show. We did it.
We did. Thanks, listeners.
Time to land this turd.
See, there we go again. So much shit talking on this episode. I mean, first you were shit talking Shayna, now we're just shit talking in general.
Yeah, but you're always shit talking Shayna. God damn.
It's true.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between shit talking and talking shit. I've done both this episode.
Hey, listener, if you can tell the difference.
And I'm always talking the butt of the joke.
Terrifying. Send it to at Shayna Do Review. On Twitter.
Yeah.
Poop tired.
Send it on over.
Shayna's inbox is just going to be like, why did I add that out?
Yeah, because so many people listen to us.
It's only going to keep growing.
That's what I was going to say. Well, we know our listeners. Someone's going to be like, this is my moment. This is my moment to send shit.
You have to seize your moment.
Well, I'm gonna let you guys know what I get.
Dude, wait! No, don't let us know. I don't want to know.
No.
Yes, everybody, tweet us your poo.
No, wait.
But just don't. Just no.
At Shayna Do Review at
goddamn.com.
Shayna.
Shit.
Like, hold on, I'm tweeting.
George, goddamn.
Hashtag dick slap.
No more dick slaps. Oh, come on.
No more dick slaps.
No more dick slaps.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's our show. Hey, you've been listening to us, not sure why, and we're not happy till you're not happy. I'm Jake, that was Josh, that's Annie, that's Jordan, that's Shannon, as always.
Fuck all you guys.
Oh,
Ooh, you know what? I like, what about hot mayonnaise?